47?
Yeah, 46.
No, 47.
No, it's gotta be 46.
What? No way.
47, yeah.
It's 47?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit. Well, I named that wrong.
Welcome to episode 47 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I can beat level 1 in Super Mario Brothers.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I make a mean grilled cheese.
Ooh.
What kind of cheese do you use? American?
No.
American cheese is the worst cheese.
It really is. It really is.
It's not a good cheese, Hunter.
Oh, it's so delicious. That and bologna.
I prefer cheddar.
Cheddar.
Nice thick cut cheddar. Actually, grilled cheese, some nice bread, thick cut cheddar. You put some feta cheese in there as well. Delicious.
Wow, that's a lot of cheese going on.
Yeah.
I like Colby Jack. Get some Colby on there. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
I like a hot ham and cheese.
Mm.
It's a good sandwich.
I'm still sticking by American.
We all have our tastes.
The more processed, the better.
Crazy Hank.
70% oil. Mm. So, Hunter, you said you've beat level 1 of Super Mario Brothers. What'd you think of level 2?
Correct. Level 2's not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, the music's better, I think.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Now, apparently, Nintendo, on occasion, brings in 5-year-old gamers to play Super Mario Brothers, and they were surprised that they couldn't beat Super Mario Brothers level 1.
They are only 5. 5-year-olds are pretty dumb.
Yep.
Well, and on top of that, I mean, the game's 30 years old. We've been playing the game for 30 years.
Right.
Yeah, it's easy to us, but you get any random new gamer, they're not going to have any idea.
Especially if they've never handled a controller. They don't understand how to hold it, or like you have to push the buttons. You can't just touch the surface. It's a different experience.
You know what? I'm going to say if you brought in a bunch of probably, I'm going to say like 30 to 40 year olds to play a touchscreen game.
Yeah.
Probably have the same issue.
Yeah. It's 5-year olds are kicking our butts in Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Darn.
Damn.
Exactly. I don't, who cares? Whatever.
Not the Angry Birds.
No, not the Angry Birds.
I don't think I've ever actually played Angry Birds.
My brother-in-law has it on his iPad, so I've snuck in a couple sessions. It's actually kind of fun. I like it. The game, you know.
I see the license crap everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's
Angry Bird t-shirts and
it's that
ice
generation's
cream
Mario.
Toilet paper.
Underwear.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Laundromats, tacos, beverage containers.
Mmm, some nice
laptop
Angry Bird
cases.
Lemonade.
I actually saw some
salsa.
Saw some
salsa.
Salsama. The Tootsie Roll Pop flip flops.
Oh, that's interesting.
Saw those today. I was really upset that they didn't come in my size.
How many licks did it take to get to the center of them?
Just the one.
Okay. I wonder if any of our viewers or listeners will get that joke. Reference lost, perhaps?
Just the one.
Speaking of licking, you guys
play, oh God.
You guys play any old video games lately?
Yes.
Good. Great. Please tell us.
Woo! Man, I was waiting for multiple choice, but it never came. I've gotten to that point in my collecting career where I used to be able to get 8 games for $25, and now I can only get 2 games for $25.
Ah.
Because I've gotten all of the common.
Yes, I hear
and now
that.
I'm up to the rare. So I picked up Ghostbusters. for the Genesis and Mega Bomberman for the Genesis. Oh. And it was $25.
Mega Bomberman is one of the best games ever. It's one of my all-time favorites. Love that game so much.
Now,
you can I'm
back and forth with it. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. But see, like, I grew up with Super Bomberman. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my game. So that's what I'm comparing it to.
Right.
And there's a lot of really cool things in Mega Bomberman that I really enjoyed. Like, the being able to lay down, like, 12 bombs right at your feet.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
For a power-up. Because, like, in Super Bomberman, when you get X amount of bombs you can lay down, you just kind of walk and drop them behind you. And it's already in a big row, so it's kind of neat just to slam out the row really quick. I do like the levels in Super Bomberman better.
All right.
I think they're a little bit more creative. But I wish they could combine the two. That would be a killer game.
Super Mega Bomberman. That's true. Because they both definitely have aspects that the other one doesn't have.
Right.
Super Bomberman.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bomberman, you can throw bombs. Mega Bomberman has Louis and... definitely differences in the levels and the multiplayer, and yeah, there's why not just put them all in the, I don't know,
it's a missed opportunity.
Amen to that. Jason, how
also
about you?
Played through
I was way too eager. Hunter, I apologize.
don't pull a Jason on me.
Yeah.
Me and my brother played through Double Dragon 4 today.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, halfway through it, we're playing it, and we're like, have we ever beat this game? And then we got to a level that we didn't recognize. We're like, okay, I guess we didn't. So we're playing it, and then the game ended, and that was it.
Sweet.
It's one of the most abrupt endings ever. Because you don't know that the boss is actually the boss. He's just, I mean, granted, he's a bigger sprite that you haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. But there, you see a few of those throughout the game.
Yeah, just an end of the level.
Yeah, so, I mean, he played just like anybody else. I mean, I think he may have got two or three hits on both of us. And we're like, wow, this guy's taking a little longer to die than the other ones. And then the game ended.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm kind of sentimental about games. And I like a good ending. Like, that means something to me when you bother to actually put in an ending and make the experience feel more rewarding. I always feel gypped when the ending sucks.
I don't think it's the fact that the ending sucks. I think it's the build up to the ending.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look at Legend of Zelda. That ending's awful. Like, oh, you saved me, thanks.
For the first one, yeah. That's...
yeah. Quest number two.
Yeah.
You know, like it's about the build up, but Double Dragon 4 is kind of a mediocre beat 'em up.
Mediocre beat 'em up. It smells like bad meat. I hear you. I understand.
Smells like American cheese.
Oh,
I don't know what that means. I don't get it.
He's making fun of you.
Oh, well,
way to go.
Screw you, Jason. You're going to make fun of me.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, it's your turn.
All right. I played too many games this week.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Retro games, I played a bit of the Terminator 2 arcade game.
What?
That's not a bad game.
On a cabinet, which was great.
Yeah,
nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Big black plastic.
Yeah. Guns. And then I played Demolition Man, the official pinball game.
Oh.
Which was interesting. It was fun. The only problem was because I played it at I was at that convention this past week.
Con Bravo.
Bravo. Yeah, Bravo Con.
Bravo Con.
Con Bravo. Anyway, I was playing it, but the thing is, they're selling popcorn there, so whoever was playing before me was obviously eating very buttery popcorn, and as soon as I latched onto those triggers, it's like, oh, God.
Was it greasy?
Oh, nothing's ever been that greasy before. It's like a...
Except for American cheese.
It's like they just took butter and was just ladling it on the machine.
Ooh.
It was pretty nasty, but it was fun. It's fun to play, and then... I also played some of the Rise of the Triad remake that just came out.
Yes.
So do tell.
It's good. It's crazy fast compared to modern first-person shooters, which I like. I haven't put too much time into it. Right before I played it, I finished BioShock Infinite, which is a completely different style of first-person shooter. It's very story-driven. Right. The combat's a lot slower. So going from one to the other, considering how much I like BioShock Infinite... I couldn't really get into it right away. So I'm going to go away. Once I go on holiday next week, I'm going to come back, Rise of the Triad, and play through the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know QuakeCon's coming up, right?
It's on right now.
Oh, is it on right now?
Yeah.
What?
You can, speaking of, there's a Steam sale on right now.
Oh, boy.
You can get all the id games for super cheap, like every single Wolfenstein game for $3.74.
That's tempting, actually. Yeah.
Not really.
Huh. Hey, all the old school gyms for $3.74?
Ooh, that's also tempting.
Every single id game for $90?
That, probably not so much. How many games is that?
It's quite a few.
16, 17,
19? 29,
6, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. This is the Jason Lamb Counts podcast. 6,
7, 38, 39, 41. 6. That's 47 games.
Oh, so it's only $2 a game.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, are you really going to play all those games, though? I mean...
No.
I don't have the time. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep my backlog as small as possible. The last thing I need to do is add 47 games to it.
Yeah.
No, can you imagine? I mean... Yeah, you could spend the next few years catching up on 47 games.
I think I have 47 games in my backlog right now. It's pretty disgusting. That's what Steam sales do for me. It's like I can get 10 games for $3, sure. And then I never play them.
I joined Steam less than a year ago, and I already have a few games I've started but didn't really get into yet, 3 games I haven't even tried yet. I don't know where these games come from. It's one cool thing about Steam that people can gift you games. You can get free copies and gift them to people. Like, it's great. But it's intimidating, too, looking at that list and being like, I remember that game. That was fun. Why did I ever stop playing that? Because I had 30,000 other games to play.
Yeah, that's why you quit playing. So you've got 30 other games to play.
Gaming ADD. I have it. Certainly. It's almost like I like to get into a game until it's really good, and I'm like, okay, this is a good game. Then I can move on.
Yeah.
Sometimes how I feel.
I do that with retro games, too.
Yeah.
I'll pick a game up that I'll be playing, and then I'll happen to be in an area where there's a local shop, and I'll walk in, and like, oh, I got an extra $20 I can burn. It's no big deal. I'll just pick up these 5 games or whatever, and then I'll bring them home, and I'll play them to make sure they work, and then one will catch my eye, and then I'll start playing that one. Then I'll totally forget that I was playing... I can like another game.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that. In fact, I told Jason this already, Hunter, while you were gone, but I'm going to pull a Bailey this week.
No!
I played a game, but I'm not going to say what it is because I'm bringing it to the showdown later. And I'm pulling a Jason, where one game I did play this week, it's not necessarily a retro game, but it's retro style. So I will talk about it briefly.
You're rubbing off on people, Jason.
If people want to bring pitchforks and torches, go ahead, burn my house down, whatever. The game is called Battle for Westnoth. It's WESNOTH, if anyone wants to Google it. It is a freeware turn-based strategy game, and I highly recommend it. There's a huge team that worked on it. It's fairly new, but it looks like something out of the late 90s with the pixel art and just the way it moves and everything. If you're a fan of old school Warcraft, like not World of Warcraft, but actual Warcraft, Warcraft 2, where you have different races and then each race has different kinds of units, and then each unit individually can level up into different other units, and every unit generated can have different traits and abilities, and there's entire single player campaigns and chapters, and I've easily played it for probably 10 to 12 hours this week already, so it's been kind of a time sink. I just spent 3 hours playing through that campaign.
That's awesome.
And there's a lot of good little details. I won't go into all the nitty-gritty, but you can tell like the people who made it really wanted to make the best turn-based strategy game they could for free. Like, they actually really cared about it. Battle for Westnoth, recommended. It's what I've been into this week.
Nice.
I played that game.
Yeah?
Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was trying to go straight Linux, to get away from Windows. And Battle of Westnoth was one of like the premier Linux games that was out.
Cool.
Because it was like one of the very few Linux games that was actually stable, that you didn't have to find all these files for to get it to run or, you know, redo your kernel and all that crap. It was just like, hey, just click on install and it's good to go. So, yeah, it's a really fun game.
The only reason I started recently is because they released a new version, like 1.17 or something like that. So,
yeah, it was in 0.09 for like ever.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Battle for Westnoth and my secret game.
Nice.
And... Oh, it's a secret now?
Well, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
All right. Jeez.
Kind of an awkward moment. Usually we would go into a listener email discussion question, but we finally ran out. We are all caught up on listener email discussion questions. We don't have any.
At all?
At all. We have none.
What are we going to do now?
Jason has an idea.
I do.
Oh.
So is that... Man. I know. I know. So that's the last thing you wanted to hear. But so is that this Con Bravo, or Bravo Con convention? And Norman Caruso, the gaming historian, who's been on this podcast before and who's written for One More Castle, was actually there as a panelist. So I got to meet him, saw a few of his panels, went out for a beer. It was great. But I got to sit in on a panel solely dedicated to retro game collecting.
Nice.
So it's 2 hours of all these retro game collectors sitting down, basically talking about retro game collecting and then fielding questions on, you know, why they do it, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say, I don't get it. Like,
what
some
do,
of them
what do you
were
mean you don't get it?
Like, I get it to a point, but some of them were saying, like, yeah, I live in a, you know, in a small apartment, and my spare bedroom that is completely filled with retro games, and I've run out of room.
Yeah.
Or the one guy who's gone to the point, he owns a computer museum where you can go see, like, the history of computing. He's got everything.
That's cool. Like that.
Oh, no, it's cool, but, oh, I can't imagine the amount of money spent.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I understand, yeah. Like, you're talking about, you used to get a bunch of games for $25, now you can only get two. How often do you go and spend the $25, would you say? Once a week?
Oh, easy, yeah, once a week.
Yeah, once a week. These guys are talking like they're going out and they're spending hundreds of dollars every week on this stuff. I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you got the income, man, it's...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Depends on the lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. That's true.
What do you mean, Jason? You can't appreciate the beauty of a pristine, complete inbox copy of Championship Bowling by Romstar for the Nintendo Entertainment System? Look at that. Wrinkle-free, no creases, baby.
One of the guys there was actually saying Beautiful. He didn't only have a sealed box copy of F-Zero. He had a sealed box that was full of sealed box copies of F-Zero.
All right, that's a little ridiculous.
That's something you do.
They're collecting variants. Like the one guy had about 5 copies of this one game, just because he loved the game so much. It's like, so I've got the regular original release, Game of the Year, the Classic Collection release, the PAL version, and the... I was like, I don't get it.
I do waffle on variants.
I do and I don't.
Collecting on variants, because I used to think for years, I was like, I will never care about variants. And then I'm looking at my Nintendo cartridges one day, and I'm like, huh. Those two releases of Bases Loaded have a different Jaleco logo. One's in blue, one's in orange. I should probably just keep both. I mean, they're different, they're distinctive, they're unique.
Yeah, I mean,
I actually
spent about 2 weeks going out of my way to try to find all the different variants of Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt and Super Spike V-Ball and World Track Runner.
Yeah.
So, like, I've got them all separate. I have Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt, Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt, World Track Runner, World Track Runner, Super Spike V-Ball, Super Spike V... Like, I made sure, and I actually got crap for it from one of my the shops that I went to, because I asked the guys, like, hey, do you have Duck Hunt? for the NES. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I need a copy. I'll take a copy of it. And he was like, well, don't you just want Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt? And I'm like, no, I've already got that.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, then why do you want a copy of Duck Hunt? And I stopped and I looked at him. And I was
and
like,
you weren't sure why.
Well, no, because I was like, all right, do I be an asshole about this? Or do I just answer his question like I'm supposed to? So I kind of went down a little bit. And I was like, I need that copy of Duck Hunt because I don't have one. And he was just like, okay, $375.
Nice.
And I was like, don't question my buying tactics.
It's true, though. It's like, at what point do you evangelize and you like try to explain to them and convince them and bring them into the fold of collecting? And at what point do you just stop and realize most people will never come close to understanding why I'm compelled to have hundreds of cartridges lying on a bookshelf? And that's okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, fair enough. Apparently, the next big thing collecting is going to be N64 games. Those
yeah,
are going to
I see
a
that.
Big price spike soon. So if you're collecting N64 games, buy them now.
Tom Hall.
Tom Hall.
Yeah, Tom Hall, buy them now.
Oh, gosh, I got to go get mine then.
Yeah, there's only a few games I'm still looking for the 64. Like Mischief Makers. Doom 64.
Mm-hmm. Don't have it.
You're not looking to do a full collection, though, right?
No, no. I mean, I've already got some 50-odd N64 games.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Half of them I don't even play just because they're, like, sports games or, you know, they're mediocre.
See,
that's the
thing I don't get about the collecting. It's the, I don't even like this game. I possibly hate this game, but by God, I'm going to buy it.
Okay, so I got a perfect example. You ready?
Yeah.
So Mortal Kombat Trilogy for the Nintendo 64. There are also variants in the Sega Saturn and the Sony PlayStation. The problem is, this is the worst port of the game. But this is also the first one that I purchased, so I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And then I got a PlayStation, and I was like, wow, this game sucks. In comparison.
And see, then there's me who... I bought an eBay lot of NES cartridges a while back, and the guy just throws in two Nintendo 64 sports games for free, just because, you know.
Just because.
So
why not?
You got NBA Live, you got Madden.
Yeah, here, I'll show you my game collection.
I may never play them, but I have them.
I don't want to see your Steam list, Jason.
No, you do. Hold on, there we go. It's right there. Let's slowly go through it here.
Holy crap.
There's
wow.
My there's my Steam I'm still in D now. Let's keep going. Let's speed it up here. Oh, we keep going. Oh, we're still only. That's my game collection.
For those who are listening on the podcast, it's actually kind of disgusting to see this.
Yeah, there's
I don't know, it's kind of it's interesting. It's kind of amazing.
331 of them. It's a little much. It's been 9 years.
That's
good. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
In so 9 years.
Good for you.
And I'm going to say only about 15% were bought at full price. The rest were like, oh, you're $4?
That sounds completely reasonable.
Fine with you for $10. Yeah. I have $4. I spent more of that on coffee and a sub today.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I know people who go to Starbucks every day.
Yeah.
Right.
And for them to ever condescend toward me and be like, why do you buy old video games? Really?
Why do you buy $4 coffee every day?
Yeah, you drink the coffee, it's gone. But this copy of Double Dragon here
will always be here.
Over 25 years old.
Yeah.
And it's indestructible because it's made by Nintendo. So.
I wouldn't go that far. Indestructible? Come on.
Well, I wouldn't go that far either, but I did, so I would. You know.
So I'm totally going to go back if I have to.
But it's not a disc. It won't scratch. Yeah. You just got to clean it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nintendo, are either of you going to buy the Wii U once it gets discounted in the States?
More than likely, yeah. More than likely, Bailey.
Yeah?
More than likely, Bailey.
Yeah.
Eventually,
Bailey's on the fence.
I won't.
Eventually, yeah.
I'm not gonna buy it like right when the price drops. But
they're clearing them out. Remember, it's not permanent. They're discontinuing the basic SKU.
I see myself having one someday.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, I'd like to see like Legend of Zelda hit on there, yeah, and a couple other titles I'm looking forward to.
F-Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Ryan.
I'm gonna get a sealed box of sealed boxes.
And he was disappointed he didn't get the sealed crate full of sealed boxes. Oh. Full of sealed boxes.
Gosh.
I'm with him. Completely understandable. I mean, I just got Battle Kid 2 in the mail like a few days ago. I spent the extra $10 to get the box.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
He's totally worth it.
I don't think so.
That's not what your sister said. Y'all want some American cheese?
Y'all want to play video games and eat some grilled cheese? I ain't got time for grilled cheese.
I ain't got time for grilled cheese.
Wait, is it American? All right, count me in.
I'll take some if you hand me some of that moonshine.
Mm. You can shine my moon any day.
Moonshine and American cheese.
Oh, well, that's retro game collecting. Let's take a music break.
All right.
Back. That was Mario's Invincible Madness by NewTek. That's a Super Mario RPG remix track from the Geno B-Sides collection. And fair warning, Super Mario RPG might have my favorite soundtrack. I have three entire albums just of remixes from it. So we're going to go through them until I'm told otherwise. On onemorecastle.com, there is a program to submit artist consideration to be promoted on this podcast. Nerdcore, remixes, chiptunes, whatever. It's at the bottom of the page. Check that out. Otherwise, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. Nobody knows what the other people have picked. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce the game, and then we'll just spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the trio on a poll on the podcast page. Something else to do when you're downloading the Interlude Artist track. And 2 weeks ago, or two episodes ago, our theme was No Pants Protagonists. Guess who won, guys?
Me?
It was, between Darkwing Duck, Fester's Quest, and Vector Man. I really thought Vector Man had a shot. Darkwing Duck from Jason annihilated us.
Nice.
Wow.
18 votes to 5-4.
I mean, I'll admit, I didn't have much hope for my game. But
some people have nostalgia for Fester's Quest. I know Darkwing Duck's a great game, but I was not expecting a blowout on that one. I was expecting a close vote, so.
Yeah.
Just goes to show.
Oh, well.
Goes to shows.
Way to go, goes to show. Lamb. Way to go.
Thanks.
People like ducks, I guess.
I guess they do.
Doesn't sound anything like a duck.
It really doesn't. It's a duck, Phil, but that. That does not sound like a quack.
Nope.
Tonight's theme, however, is two-player co-op games. So these are all games that you can play with a friend. You're both on screen at the same time, helping each other accomplish the goal. Two-player co-op games. And Jason, the official timekeeper, if you got a minute on the clock for me, I'm ready when you are.
Oh, I'm ready. Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's like he's stuck in a wall there.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. I guess you can go.
Thanks. For tonight's game, I picked a port. It was an arcade cabinet from SNK, and it came to the Nintendo Entertainment System in 1989. It is Guerrilla War. This is a game I've actually played with Hunter as my player too. It's super fun, top-down view, just a run-and-gun, running around, fast-paced, adrenaline-pumping action title with guns, grenades, boss fights, and a thinly veiled plot about fighting communism and overthrowing a certain Cuban dictatorship. So I can't recommend this game enough. It's one of those mindless games you just plow through, non-stop shooting everything on screen, except the people you're supposed to rescue, the hostages. Don't shoot those. Guerrilla War.
Five. No, you're good.
You didn't go overtime. You can shoot those. You can shoot the hostages.
You can shoot the hostages.
Will they die?
But...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah. You lose points. I found that out the hard way.
Yep.
So, yep. Yeah.
All right. Hunter.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You may begin.
Yep. Based off a popular collector card game, released on the Sega Genesis in 1995 by Adrenaline Games, my pick for this week's Retro Showdown is Doom Troopers. Similar to the side-scrolling run-and-gun gameplay of Contra, you and a friend journey through 8 different levels, blasting away hordes of invading zombies and mutants. Watch as your enemies are decapitated, gushing buckets of blood, blowing off limbs as they take a machine gun to the head. The graphics are a seamless, pre-rendered 3D look, the action is fast-paced, and the two-player action brings Doom Troopers an extremely fun game to play with a friend. Doom Troopers.
Nice.
I swallowed a bug. I'm not lying.
Wow.
I swallowed a bug.
Mmm, protein.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll begin. Going back a bit into classic Jason podcast territory, I'm bringing this 1999 mod for Half-Life. That's Sven Co-op. Sven Co-op is a co-op mod for the popular Half-Life game released by Valve Corporation. It allows two players to play through the campaign and has been in development gradually since its initial release. You can now play through a total of 881 custom fan-made scenarios, each with unique monsters, weapons, and level design. They're also releasing a standalone version on Steam within the coming year, which will allow you to play free via co-op through the original Half-Life campaign, supporting two-player co-op all the way up to 16 players. That's Sven Co-op for Half-Life. I brought a mod, guys.
So it's just Half-Life?
No.
No,
because there's other maps.
But it's Half-Life, though. Like, core game is Half-Life.
Yeah, the core game is Half-Life.
And but they just added a second player.
Or more.
Or if more? Optional.
Yeah, you could do more if you wanted.
But why would I want to?
Because think of the craziness with 16 people in there all firing rockets. Or just swinging crowbars. You could do a 16-player crowbar
crazy.
Rush.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Wow. If I wanted to see 16 people swinging crowbars, I would just go to a busy warehouse dock, see the shipment come in, and everyone open the crates and take stuff off the truck. And sounds boring to me, but whatever. What do I know?
Nope.
881 levels to play through.
Yes, there are 881 custom co-op maps.
Talk about a gaming backlog. It's one thing to say, wow, I have 300 games on Steam. I've completed 26% of them, and I didn't buy them. But for one game to have 881 levels, 881.
That's not levels. That's like possible campaigns. Like some of them are just simple, okay, where it's a level, we're just gotta beat hordes of monsters. Some of it's to solve puzzles. But some of it actually you play through multiple maps.
Oh holy crap.
Wait a second.
That's too much.
So
too much.
Wow, that gave me a headache.
Yeah.
Oh, screechingly loud. So these levels were user created.
Yeah.
So they're crappy.
No, they're probably good.
They're probably good?
I bet most of them are crappy.
Most of them probably are crappy, but there's probably some really good ones in there. With 881, there has to be a couple good ones.
I don't want to play through 237 crappy to decent campaigns.
That's the thing. You don't have to. You log in. You find a multiplayer server. They're going to play the most popular ones. So the good ones. And you're good to go.
They might be playing a crappy one, though. What do they know? How can I trust other people? Trusting other people is for losers.
Look, I'm looking through it now, and there's actually, released in 2012, it's a Zelda Ocarina of Time map. You play through the whole village. Actually, with a custom Link skin.
So it infringes on copyrights as well?
Oh, God, yeah.
You're just walking through Kakariko Village, blasting everyone away.
Thank you for pronouncing that, because I knew I was going to butcher it.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that's how I pronounce it, because trusting the way other people do it is for losers.
There you go.
I mean, I've played a bunch of, like, user-created Doom levels, and they're just... I mean, Doom's been around for years, and none of those levels were any good.
These ones are great.
There's a reason that people actually study game design and level design, and studios hire people for that. Because the average player does not understand what makes a good level.
And I've read success stories where people have taken, like, a Quake mod and have created new Quake levels and then used that in their portfolio and were able to get positions in different development studios. But this... I think these were all the rejects.
Really? You wouldn't want to play through a complete recreation of the Death Star with a custom Stormtrooper skin and weapons?
I would just play a Star Wars game.
Yeah. You don't have to. This one's free.
No, I need Half-Life. Half-Life's not free.
No, I told you. That's coming out for free. The whole co-op, including the Half-Life campaign.
It's coming,
not even out yet?
Which means that... No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's out if you own Half-Life, but a standalone version is being released.
Boom.
Well, we shut that one down. All right, let's talk about Guerrilla Warfare.
Let's do this. It's called Guerrilla War, by the way, not Guerrilla Warfare.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really. I'm serious. And earlier when you kept talking about World Track Runner, the game's actually called World Class Track Meet, but I didn't even mention that one, but now you're just trying to irritate me, so I'm just going to throw that out there. Bonus.
So anyway,
Guerrilla War.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. Unlimited continues.
Yep. So much fun.
Really?
Which means the difficulty level is pointless because you can just barrel through it. It's like playing a beat 'em up in the arcade with unlimited credits. So there's no point in playing the game anymore.
So much fun. There's not even a difficulty level. You can't even say that it's pointless. It doesn't even exist. I mean,
right, because
like,
you have unlimited continues.
Right. There's no difficulty. It's just an exercise in patience. And if you're better at the game, it won't take as long. I mean, there's a lot of enemies you have to kill in that game.
World Class Track Meet?
No, Guerrilla War.
Okay.
World Class Track Meet would be a very different game.
Which version did you bring?
The NES cartridge.
So the ugly version.
No, it actually looks pretty good for an 8-bit game, actually. It looks everything from the water to the dirt to the vehicles to the explosions. It's a good-looking game for NES.
Yeah, it's like a Kyrie Warriors like 2.0.
That's a good way to put it, because it greatly improves on the Ikari formula.
Ikari, Akiri.
So much better. Yeah, I don't care either of those pronunciations.
Nobody Ikari knows. Warriors. Say whatever you want.
Yep. So yeah, it's basically if you thought Ikari Warriors was pretty good. Oh, is your mind going to be blown away by Guerrilla War?
It is a better game. I will admit that.
So much better.
It's not a better game than Doom Troopers, that's for sure.
Doom Troopers.
Doom Troopers.
Yeah.
Why is it called Doom Troopers?
It was a class in the card game. It was Doom Troopers. So Mutant Chronicles was the name of the card game, and Doom Troopers was one of the classes of the characters in the game. So they made a game based off that class.
So they ripped off Contra and skinned over this card game.
They actually ripped off Contra. It's like Donkey Kong Country plus Contra equals Doom Troopers. That's how this game
works. No. That's
wrong. Why do you collect golden rings?
It's got to be a little
Why not? It's either golden rings or coins or, I mean...
But Sonic the Hedgehog collected golden rings explicitly to break apart from the coin mold.
Yeah.
So that's kind of Sonic's thing.
Is it because it's a Genesis game?
It is.
More than likely.
More than Sega likely. Sega just being anti-Nintendo.
Yeah.
Not even aiming for quality, just aiming to be their own.
You guys should throw some rings in there.
Would you,
ring it up.
Ring it up.
Ring it up.
Ring it up. Podcast name.
Let me write it down.
I hate to say it, but just hearing Doom Troopers makes me miss Dennis Hopper. I'd rather play Dennis Hopper Assistant
Simulator.
Because I've played enough side-scrolling run-and-guns. I've played enough of those.
No, you haven't. You've never played enough. Never.
I've played Contra, and it's still the best one. It's better than Doom Troopers.
Well, yeah, that's Contra. I mean, that's... Sure.
Yeah, you can't beat Contra. Yeah.
I mean... I think I could say that, you know, Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a better top-down running gun than your game is.
I would disagree.
Oh, really?
I would. Really? I like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, but I think I like Guerrilla War better.
Because there's no challenge?
I was going to say, because it looks like every other running gun.
Maybe.
Yeah, like there's nothing new. At least my game actually had some new ideas. Like it has gun butt in it, so you can actually go up to an enemy and, you know... Right in the back of the head with the gun if you want to. You don't even have to waste your ammo. They're ultra violent animations from when you shoot the enemies. It was very extreme for the Super NES at the time. Multiple levels you can jump through, so it's a little bit more complex than Contra was.
I have to ask.
No, you don't, Jason.
No, I
you
do.
Don't have to. No.
I have to. I
don't
have
to ask. You don't have to do it.
Doom Troopers.
He's scared.
If you go back to 1993, so 2 years before Doom Troopers was released, you got a little game called Doom released, where you play a trooper fighting hordes of the undead.
Right.
Right. Are you seeing a connection here? It's also ultra violent.
Right.
Okay.
So I like where this is going.
Your character wears lots of armor.
Right.
How is this just not a blatant, like, oh, Doom came out? Let's try to cash in on that name.
More than likely... hold on a second. I'm going to guess that the card game came out way before Doom did.
Are you sure?
The server
probably. Let's see.
Welcome back, Jason.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, did you leave?
It booted me.
Oh,
apparently
no,
your excuse
we
wasn't good
booted
enough.
You. We booted you.
Now, what was your excuse?
He claims the card game came out before Doom.
Before Doom.
I would still say, though, that you can't deny. I mean, that the likelihood that in a closed-door meeting, when they were seeking to make a video game adaptation of the card game, someone was like...
Oh, Doom Troopers came out in 1994 as well. The card game?
Doom is super popular.
Yeah, we'll make a Doom Troopers card game.
Doom Troopers.
That makes sense.
Well, no, the card game wasn't called Doom Troopers. Doom Troopers is the class in the card
game. Right, Mutant Chronicles is the name of the card
game. The decision to name the game Doom Troopers was probably due to the popularity of Doom.
And not due to the name of the class of Doom Troopers in the game?
Yeah, Mutant Chronicles came out in the same year as the original Doom.
Oh, well, there you go.
That doesn't explain why you have Doom Troopers still.
They still chose to name it likely based on Doom's popularity. They didn't call it Mutant Chronicles. They didn't name it after any other class. They named it Doom
Troopers
because of the name recognition value of the word Doom right there in the title.
No, so the card game came out the same year that Doom did, but yet they had time to go back and repress and rewrite everything so it would be mirrored after the game Doom. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I'm saying the video game.
Yeah.
The video game is called Doom Troopers Mutant Chronicles.
Yes, right. Specifically,
but they didn't have to put Doom in there.
They didn't have to.
They did because
Doom
it's
Troopers.
The name of the class of the card. They can't just call it Troopers.
More than one class, right? There's
yeah,
more than
they
could have
just called
right?
it Mutant Chronicles, and people have gone, "Oh yeah, Mutant Chronicles. Yeah. I play that card game. I'm going to buy that game." But they specifically went Doom Troopers because, oh, Doom's huge right now. We can cash it.
Maybe
on that
they were
name.
Planning on bringing out other Mutant Chronicle games, but no. with different classes. This was the first one. Let me tell you, it didn't do very well. So their plan was null and void.
I will say, Hunter, Doom Troopers does look like fun, and I would rather play it than Jason's game.
You're Duh. Just lying to yourself.
No, I'm not. Hunter's game looks like fun. It is it really is violent. Even like when the it's player
uber
dies,
violent.
Like when you fall into pits, you like split into chunks of your body. I just blah, blah, blah.
It's like
it's pretty great.
It's like a toned down version of Loaded. If you ever played Loaded. Jason, your argument is null and void. It doesn't make any sense.
That makes perfect sense.
It does make sense, just because you can't understand it.
I can't understand the time frame. I just can't understand the time frame.
Doom comes out in 1993.
Okay.
Doom Troopers, The Mutant Chronicles, the game, comes out in 1995. They start development of Doom Troopers, Mutant Chronicles, after the original Doom comes out and blows up. They realize, oh, obviously we share a name here. Thematically, we share the same thing. Let's brand it as this. Maybe a few people who see Doom will go, yeah, another Doom-type game.
I would hear you, Hunter, if the video game came out the same time as Doom, but it came out a couple years later.
No, I'm talking about the card game.
We're not debating.
But
the
that's what the game's based on. The card game came out in 93.
Yes, but they could have named it after any other class.
The title was just because of the Doom game.
Even though the card class is called Doom Trooper.
Yes, but you have multiple
yes.
card classes.
Right.
They didn't have to name it Doom Troopers. They could have named it Mutant Chronicles or some other class, but they named it Doom Troopers because of the word Doom and because of the popularity of the video game Doom. It's pretty simple.
None of that makes any sense to me.
It totally makes sense.
I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense to me. No, it doesn't. Okay, what was the exact date that Doom came out?
Doom the video game?
Doom the video game.
Doom video game. December 10th, 1993.
Mutant Chronicles was published in February.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the card game. We're talking about the video game.
I'm done. I don't
You
get
understand
it.
What I'm doing, Bailey.
No, I don't understand.
Yeah.
No.
Hunter, can I try one more time?
None of it makes any sense.
To explain?
Sorry.
No, here's the thing. They didn't make the video game right away. They didn't make it right when the card game came out.
Right.
The card game came out and Doom came out, separate event.
Right.
Eventually, in the card game's lifespan, they wanted to make it into a video game.
Right.
At some point, a decision had to be made what to call it.
Okay.
And of all the things they could have called it, just call it Mutant Chronicles. Name it after one of the classes. I'm pretty sure, and we're just conjecturing, but we're pretty confident, that they picked Doom Troopers because they knew it would increase sales to have Doom in the title.
Not because it was the name of the class.
No. That was just convenient for them.
It's just convenient. It's just convenience.
It's like how movie studios, if a certain, let's say, genre of film catches on, after Star Wars came out, there's a ton of films that released right after that because they realize, oh, Star Wars. Okay, let's release all these other Star Wars-type films. Because people go, oh, I like Star Wars. This looks like Star Wars. It has Star in the title, even. It's got to be similar. I'm going to go spend my money on that.
I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well...
Does it help that the Doom Troopers were the only human players in the game of Mutant Chronicles?
Not really.
No, not at all.
I would just say that would be, if I was going to make a video game off of a card game, that would probably be the first class that I go for because I can relate to a human.
But, Hunter, why would you want to relate to a human when you can play Jason's game and be a Stormtrooper or a Kakariko villager or some random made-up crappy everyday average fan quasi rendering of some unknown species they geek out about in their basement.
I could be a platypus fighting the marshmallow man.
The answer to your question is I wouldn't want to be.
Let's go back to Guerrilla War.
Oh, come on. We already talked about Guerrilla War.
Are we bored of Guerrilla War?
I mean, when you really get down to it, it's a boring game. It really is. Like, there's really no challenge to it. It's that unlimited continues. That's what gets you, man.
It looks like every other top-down kind of shoot 'em up military game you played in the arcade.
Certainly a genre, but it's better than them. It's like the best one. Also, about the whole infinite continues thing, do you know what other game has infinite continues?
Lots of games?
Half-Life.
No, you don't.
Any Legend of Zelda game with a save file.
Well, yeah, save file. That's
Majora's Mask. One of my all-time favorite games. I can continue that as many times as I want. No, it's not. It's the same concept.
You could technically say then, you've got unlimited continues if you have quarters.
Exactly. That's the same analogy that was used earlier. One of you said it was like playing the arcade game with an infinite amount of quarters. You're right.
Yeah, pointless.
Jason. Oh.
Just pointless. There's
playing
no challenge.
Playing games is not pointless.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean having unlimited continues completely what are you doing over there?
Smashing his keyboard in anger.
Part of my desk just fell off. That was really cool.
No, all I'm saying is, okay, and here's why I say this. Because, okay, back to my local arcade that's in town here. You pay $10, it's all you can play. There's a little red button next to the coin slot. You hit the button, unlimited continues. I sat for 15 to 20 minutes playing the X-Men arcade game. And I had unlimited continues. The game is pointless.
That one is pretty boring. Yeah, that one is overrated. Kind of like the Simpsons beat 'em up too. Yeah.
And this is one of the issues that a lot of arcade ports had back in the day, where they weren't able to transition to a console variant. They just took the game and they put it down and said, okay, now you don't have unlimited continues. You don't have unlimited button pushes. Like, you do it in 5 or you're done. That's not a home console experience that I'm looking for.
Well,
what?
We're looking for different things. I really like Guerrilla War. And Doom Troopers is really dark. Like, it's shadowy and it's difficult to see things. And the art direction is not great.
Yeah, and the backgrounds are kind of bland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it has that, like, gritty retro realism that is somewhat admirable, but it's not a pretty game. It's not a good-looking game.
You also have the choice of picking two different characters when you play the game. One of the characters' name is Mitch Hunter.
What's the other character name?
Shit, I can't remember. I never picked him. I was like, Mitch Hunter! Woo! He could be my uncle.
Hunter, I'm ignoring you for a minute so I can look at the comments on the YouTube video.
Why?
Right now, they are more enlightening and entertaining.
Oh, that's not
true. Look at this. Joshua Caleb's here. G1 Noble Team. Newcastle Arcade. We got Video Gaming Hardcore in the house. Sloth MC. Asking our favorite color. Mine's green. Captain Knucklehead. Whoa, we got a lot of viewers tonight. Gina's here again. Justin Grapp. Wow! Thanks, everyone, for viewing us. Huh. I should really check on this more often.
I think Bailey's trying to sneak out, is what he's trying to do. Because his game sucks.
No. Joshua makes fun of Hunter. I appreciate that.
All right, Jason, why is it called Sven's Co-op? Like, who's Sven?
I'm assuming the guy who made it. Or he just liked it.
That's it?
Yeah. Simple as that. Why is it named Doom?
Troopers? Just because it's the class.
Ask your own question.
It's okay. The designer was Daniel Sven Viking Furen.
Viking?
That's what he
Sven
played as.
Viking Furen.
Sven Viking.
Oh, I thought Viking was in his name because that's awesome.
That's his gamer name.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Two things. One more unrelated to this conversation, YouTube thing. A couple of people said we had technical difficulty. Sorry about that. I'm blaming it on Jason because he's the one who suddenly jumped out earlier. So it's whatever's happening is on his end. Blaming Jason completely for that. Number two, Jason, I can't get over the fact that you brought a game to the Retro Showdown that is still in development.
Yeah, it's continuing development.
Yeah, technically, yeah, it hasn't even been released yet.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
It is a Half-Life mod that was originally released in 1999. The fact now that they're still working on it is great.
Was it released?
1999.
What's up, Hunter?
What?
Do realize that at the beginning of the podcast, when he was talking about BravoCon, he thought it was silly about people collecting retro games.
I didn't say it was silly. I said I just didn't understand. There's a difference.
I'm just going to let you know.
You may have said it was silly. That may have been something you said.
If I can find it, when I'm editing this, I'm going to find it and put it there.
You can't deny the possibility that you might have said. I think it's silly.
I might have thought it. I never said it.
Even better. Even better. Now we have you on record saying that you probably thought it, even if you didn't say it.
It's very upsetting.
Wow. It's
very, very upsetting.
You both disgust me.
Doom Jason Troopers!
Jason doesn't understand why someone would collect retro games. Hunter doesn't understand why you would play a game that's easy. Well, why am I here?
Why I would play a game that's easy?
I like easy games, okay?
I like easy games sometime.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, I'm not going to play Guerrilla War every day.
Here's what I will say. Because when we played Guerrilla War, it was a lot of fun. When I tried playing it by myself weeks later, it was not fun. if anybody who is still listening to this podcast, if you are going to play Guerrilla War, please, please play it with somebody else.
I can go in on that.
Have that two-player experience, because that's where the fun is.
Yeah, because earlier when I said I was pulling a Bailey and I played a game this week, that was bringing the show down. I did that also. This week I played Guerrilla War by myself, and it's not nearly as fun. It's I would even make fun of me if you want. I would even say it's kind of like Super Mario Kart or Mario Kart 64. You can play one player and get through the game, but it's just not the same. It's definitely a multiplayer.
Oh, Bomberman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even with the bots, it's still not as fun as it is playing with a physical person.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I like Mega Bomberman. Because some of the bots
I also like
personalities.
Mega Man.
I do like Mega Man, too, I guess. There's two that should team up. Mega Man and Bomberman. Anyway.
They were working on a fan-made co-op, Mega Man 3, where player one would be Mega Man and player two was Proto Man. Fan-made co-op, yeah.
So it's like, is that like a co-op mod? Like the half?
No, it's actually it would be a ROM hack. A big, it's not called a mod, it's called a ROM hack.
Yeah,
There's a little bit of difference. But they were actually reworking the entire stages so that you had to play it with two people in terms of like how the platforming and the puzzles and stuff. So
I
don't know whatever happened to it. It was made by the same guys who were working on the 3D Metroid. You guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
I've heard of that. You know what game I'd rather play than Doom Troopers?
What?
Vector Man. Still kind of bitter about that, just saying.
Well, I mean, we did lose by a very not good game.
We are not losing this week.
I mean, it's not like you lost to obscure game that really wasn't that good, like Dr. Bones.
Wait, are you talking about this past week's vote?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Hunter's kicking her ass this week.
What? Oh no, what was last week? I don't even remember.
Last week, you brought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters. You brought Gods, and I brought the Dragon Ball Z fighting game. He's decimating.
At least I picked an obscure fighting game that wasn't based on a non-obscure media license, guys. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
From what I remember, the rule was pick a fighting game that never got a sequel.
Yeah,
that is true. That's fair. I mean, it's all within the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law.
The pantheon.
We can have that conversation. Final arguments.
Final arguments.
Jason.
Okay, Sven Co-op. That's SVEN. You can play through the original Half-Life with your friends.
Sure argument.
And 891 different ones.
After you purchase Half-Life.
Yeah, but next year you can do it
you
for free.
You can play through it with 891 different
possibly.
Friends. Holy crap.
I'm sure someone can hack that in.
Hunter! Why should anyone vote for Doom Troopers?
Donkey Kong Country plus Contra equals Doom Troopers. It's a side-scrolling loaded game.
So it should just be called Donkey Contra.
Oh, Donkey Contra.
Man, that would be cool.
That for an episode title consideration right there.
Donkey Kong running around with a machine gun?
I'm going to... If
throwing
this episode
banana
gets
peels.
Named Donkey, if this episode is named Donkey Contra, I'm sending a press release to all the major gaming journalism sites, and all I'm going to put in the email is Donkey Contra, and then a link to the podcast.
Well, we need concept art. We need just like an image of like Donkey Kong with like the bayonet of bullets across
with
his chest and the big gun. The spread gun. Diddy Kong right behind him.
He's busy though. Yeah, I like the way you.
There's your co-op game.
Oh man.
So okay, so the game starts exactly like Donkey Kong Country. The beginning, you know, he goes down, his horde's gone, and he walks outside. And rather than continuing to the right and taking out lizards and rhinos and stuff, he straps on the headband. He's got the bayonet of bullets. He pulls that machine gun out. And then he's just like trucking along. Man, I would play the shit out of that game.
I would play that so hard.
Do you mean
hard.
A bandolier?
Oh, man.
Bandolier. Bayonet. What did I say, bayonet?
That's something you stab people with.
Yeah. Damn it.
I'm stabbing you with bullets.
No, I'll go with bayonets. It's a whole blade full of guns and ammo. Oh,
I like that visual image.
It's a bullet blade. It's rounds and they can stab people with the bullets.
It's really just a large round taped to the end of your gun.
Boom.
I'll take it.
I love it. I vote that next time we don't have a listener email discussion question, we just talk about a crazy games concept.
Deal.
Between the Dennis Hopper Assistant Simulator last week and Donkey Contra this week, we seem to be pretty good at that, if I may say so myself. Donkey Contra. Good work, Hunter. Man. Oh, I want to play that so bad. You should vote for my game, Guerrilla War, because it actually is kind of like Donkey Contra.
Oh, come on. Top That's down not fair.
View. From a top-down view, you actually are in the jungle shooting Cubans, the people, not the cigars. No, but really, it's a lot of fun. It's a great co-op experience. Probably the best top-down shooter on the NES, in my opinion. So, there you have it. That's the Retro Showdown. I was actually going to do some video shout-outs for the live streamers that have left comments, but I feel like I just did that a minute ago, so just want to reiterate, thanks for watching the podcast, live stream viewers. We appreciate you guys. Shout-outs to G1 Noble Team, Joshua Caleb 75, Big Jonathan 91, oh gosh, read faster, Captain Knucklehead 1, Eric M. Hunter, weird stuff, Gina Webb, Justin, oh boy, I'm butcher's last name, Graphius, Newcastle Arcade, A Cricket, and Video Gaming Hardcore. Thanks all of you for commenting, and for those of you who are watching but not commenting, thanks you too. I know you're out there, that's okay. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Nintendo_Legend. How about you guys? Any shout-outs or self-promos?
You can follow me on Twitter, @JasonLamb. I'll give a shout-out to SlothMC, who commented on YouTube. I think Eric missed them.
Yeah.
And, Yep.
You can follow me on Twitter, @EricHunter. And you go to my blog, ericmhunter.net, where my internet presence is available.
I'm not here next week.
Oh!
I already told you guys that, because I'm in Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Right.
So,
we'll talk about that after.
We're not too worried about you being gone, Jason.
Yeah, whatever. Oh! The good news is, I think I can host Google Hangouts on air again. The button appeared tonight. So, we'll talk about that, but yeah, thanks for reminding me. And otherwise, as always, please leave comments on the podcast page. Vote in the Retro Showdown poll. Feel free to download the Interlude Artists. Thanks for supporting the live stream. We enjoy doing it. And lastly, viewers and listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.